Before you die, you need to hear this. The truth is, everything you think you know about life is wrong. This isn't some sugar-coated self-help nonsense. This is raw, unfiltered stoic wisdom. Prepare to have your world turned upside down. Let's be brutally honest. Most of what you believe about happiness, success, and love is a lie. Society has sold you a fantasy, and you've bought it without question. It's time to wake up and face reality. You've been told that happiness is the ultimate goal, that success is measured by wealth and status, and that love will complete you. But these are all illusions, lies designed to keep you chasing a mirage, while the true essence of life slips through your fingers. Look around you. People are more anxious, more depressed, and more disconnected than ever. We're drowning in material wealth, but starving for meaning. We have more ways to communicate, but less genuine connections. We've lost touch with the fundamental truths of existence. Do you really think this is what life is supposed to be? An endless pursuit of fleeting pleasures and hollow achievements? It's time to strip away the illusions and confront the harsh, beautiful truth. These lessons are not for the faint-hearted. They will challenge your deepest beliefs and force you to rethink everything you know. You might hate me for it. You might resist these truths. But if you truly want to live a life of meaning, you need to hear this. Brace yourself. This is going to be uncomfortable, but discomfort is the first step towards growth. Open your mind and let the journey begin. Lesson number one. Your comfort zone is your coffin. Embrace discomfort. Growth happens only when you step out of your comfort zone. Comfort breeds complacency. Let's talk about comfort. You've been told that comfort is the ultimate goal, that a life free from stress and challenge is the ideal. But here's the brutal truth. Your comfort zone is your coffin. It's where dreams go to die. It's where potential is buried alive. Think about it. How many times have you settled for a mediocre job because it was safe? How many relationships have you stayed in because they were familiar, even though they were toxic? How often do you choose the easy path because the hard one scares you? Comfort is seductive. It whispers sweet lies, telling you that you've earned the right to take it easy, to avoid risk, to play it safe. But what it doesn't tell you is that it's also robbing you of growth, of progress, of life itself. When you avoid discomfort, you avoid the very experiences that shape you, that build resilience, that reveal who you truly are. Look at the people who inspire you. Athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, adventurers. Do you think they got to where they are by staying comfortable? Hell no. They pushed their limits. They embraced failure. They stepped into the unknown again and again. Comfort is a lie. It's the slow poison that kills ambition. It's the prison that keeps you from reaching your true potential. If you want to live a life of meaning, a life that matters, you must be willing to be uncomfortable. You must be willing to take risks, to face failure, to endure pain. Start small, take cold showers, speak up in meetings. Approach that person you've been admiring from afar. Challenge yourself to learn a new skill. Travel alone. Do something every day that scares you, that pushes you beyond what you thought you were capable of. Remember, growth begins where your comfort zone ends. Each step out of your comfort zone is a step towards your true self. It's a step towards a life of purpose and fulfillment. Let me share something personal. Years ago, I was stuck in a dead-end job. It paid well, it was easy, but I felt like my soul was slowly being suffocated. I dreaded each day. But I stayed, because it was comfortable. One day, I decided enough was enough. I quit, without a plan, without security. It was terrifying, but that discomfort pushed me to discover my true passions. I struggled, I failed, but each failure taught me resilience. Each struggle shaped me. It was only by stepping out of that comfort zone that I found a life worth living. Your comfort zone is your coffin. Break free and start living. Remember this: the most profound growth in life often comes from the moments that challenge us the most. It is in those moments of discomfort that we find our true strength, our deepest wisdom, and our most authentic selves. Don't let the fear of discomfort rob you of the life you deserve. Lesson number two. Expectation is the root of misery. Lower your expectations of others and yourself. High expectations lead to disappointment and suffering. Let's talk about expectations. We all have them. We expect our friends to always be there for us, our careers to soar, our relationships to fulfill us. We expect life to go according to our plan. But here's the harsh reality. Expectation is the root of misery. Think about the last time you were truly disappointed. Chances are, it stemmed from an unmet expectation. You expected something or someone to be a certain way, and when reality didn't match up, you felt hurt, angry, and disillusioned. Expectations set us up for failure because they create a gap between reality and our desires. This gap is where misery lives. When we cling to high expectations, we set ourselves up for a cycle of constant disappointment and frustration. The world owes us nothing, and the sooner we accept this, the sooner we can find peace. I learned this the hard way. For years, I expected my career to follow a certain trajectory. I had dreams and ambitions, and I worked tirelessly to achieve them. But life had other plans. Promotions didn't come. Opportunities slipped away, and I was left feeling bitter and defeated. It wasn't until I let go of my rigid expectations that I found true contentment. I learned to appreciate the journey rather than fixate on the destination. By lowering my expectations, I opened myself up to the beauty of what is, rather than lamenting what could have been. Lesson number three. Friends are not forever. Accept that friendships, like all things, are impermanent. People change, circumstances shift, and that's okay. Let's face a difficult truth. Friends are not forever. You've been told that friendships are eternal, that true friends stick by you through thick and thin. But here's the reality. Friendships, like all things, are impermanent. People change, circumstances shift, and that's okay. Think back to your childhood friends, your high school buddies, or even your college mates. How many of them are still a part of your life? The reality is, as we grow and evolve, so do our relationships. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's just a part of life. We often place immense pressure on ourselves and our friends to maintain the same level of closeness throughout our lives, but this expectation is unrealistic and can lead to unnecessary heartache. People grow in different directions, their priorities change, their interests diverge, and sometimes they simply outgrow the relationship. I remember my best friend from college. We were inseparable, sharing dreams, fears, and countless late-night conversations. But as we entered the working world, our paths diverged. He moved to a different city, got married, and our lives became different stories. At first, I felt a deep sense of loss, as if a part of me was missing. But over time, I realized that our friendship had served its purpose. It was beautiful while it lasted, and its end didn't diminish its value. So, how do we deal with the impermanence of friendships? Start by cherishing the moments you have with your friends now. Appreciate the connection, the laughter, and the shared experiences. Understand that it's natural for relationships to change and evolve. When a friendship fades, don't see it as a failure. Instead, recognize it as a chapter that has ended, making way for new connections and experiences. Focus on quality over quantity. It's better to have a few deep, meaningful relationships than to spread yourself thin trying to maintain many. And most importantly, be your own best friend. Cultivate a relationship with yourself that is nurturing and supportive, because you are the only constant in your life. Friends are not forever, and that's okay. Embrace the impermanence, celebrate the times you've had, and be open to new connections. Life is a series of comings and goings, and each person you meet adds to your journey. Remember this: friendships, like all things in life, are transient. They come into your life to teach you, to grow with you, and sometimes to part ways. By accepting this truth, you free yourself from the pain of clinging and open your heart to the beauty of each moment, each connection. Let go and let life flow. Lesson number 4. Sacrifice is essential. Nothing worth having comes without sacrifice. You must give up something valuable to achieve your goals. Let's talk about sacrifice. In a world that constantly tells you to prioritize your comfort and convenience, the idea of sacrifice might seem outdated. But here's the hard truth. Nothing worth having comes without sacrifice. You must give up something valuable to achieve your goals. Think about the most meaningful achievements in your life. Did they come easily, or did they require you to make tough choices, to give up something you cherished? The reality is that sacrifice is the price of greatness. It's the currency with which we purchase our dreams. Sacrifice is not just about giving up something. It's about making room for something greater. When you choose to sacrifice your time, your comfort, or your resources, you are investing in a future that holds more value than your present convenience. I remember a time when I had to make a significant sacrifice. I had a stable job, good salary, and a comfortable life. But deep down, I knew it wasn't fulfilling. I wanted to pursue my passion for writing, but that meant quitting my job and stepping into the unknown. It was one of the hardest decisions I ever made. I sacrificed financial security, social status, and a predictable future. But that sacrifice led me to a path of true fulfillment and purpose. So, how do we incorporate the principle of sacrifice into our lives? Start by identifying what you truly value and what you're willing to sacrifice to achieve it. If you want to build a successful career, you might have to sacrifice leisure time, sleep, or even relationships. If you want to be healthy and fit, you might have to sacrifice indulgent foods or lazy weekends. Remember, every sacrifice you make is a step towards your ultimate goal. Sacrifice is not about deprivation. It's about prioritization. It's about focusing your energy and resources on what truly matters. It's about delaying gratification for a greater reward. And the rewards of sacrifice are often far greater than the temporary comforts you give up. Sacrifice is essential. It's the foundation upon which all great achievements are built. Embrace it and understand that the pain of sacrifice is temporary, but the rewards are lasting. Remember this: sacrifice is not a loss, it's a gain. It's the process of transforming your dreams into reality. By willingly giving up something of lesser value, you create space for something of greater significance. Embrace the power of sacrifice and watch as your life unfolds in ways you never imagined. Sacrifice is essential, and it's the key to a life of true fulfillment and success. Lesson number 5. Stop chasing love. Love is not something you find by searching. It finds you when you're busy living your best life. Let's talk about love. Society has sold us the idea that we must actively chase love, that it's something we need to seek out and capture. But here's a controversial truth. Stop chasing love. Love is not something you find by searching. It finds you when you're busy living your best life. Think about the times you've chased love. How often did it end in disappointment, frustration, or heartache? The more desperately we search for love, the more elusive it becomes. When we focus on finding love, we often compromise our values, settle for less than we deserve, and lose sight of who we truly are. Love is not a destination, it's a journey. It's not something you can force or manufacture. True love happens when you least expect it, when you're busy pursuing your passions, chasing your dreams, and being your authentic self. I've been there. There was a time when I thought I needed to find love to feel complete. I went on countless dates, tried to mold myself into what I thought others wanted. But all it brought me was emptiness and a sense of inadequacy. It wasn't until I stopped chasing love and started focusing on myself, my growth, my happiness, that I found a relationship that truly mattered. So how do we stop chasing love and start attracting it naturally? Start by loving yourself. Invest time in your personal growth. Pursue hobbies and passions that make you happy. Surround yourself with positive influences and build a life that you love. When you're genuinely happy and fulfilled on your own, you radiate confidence and joy, which naturally attracts love into your life. Focus on building meaningful connections rather than chasing romantic prospects. Engage with people who share your interests and values. Let relationships develop organically. Love is not a checklist. It's a profound connection that grows over time, often when you're not actively seeking it. Stop chasing love. It's not about finding someone to complete you, but about being whole and happy on your own. Love will come when the time is right, and it will be a beautiful addition to an already fulfilling life. Remember this: the more you chase love, the more it eludes you. Love is not a goal to be achieved, but a gift to be received. Live your life with passion and purpose, and love will find you in its own time. Stop chasing love and start living. Lesson number 6. The majority is often wrong. Just because most people believe something doesn't make it true. Question popular opinions and think for yourself. Let's talk about conformity. Society often pressures us to follow the crowd, to believe that what the majority thinks must be right. But here's a controversial truth. The majority is often wrong. Just because most people believe something doesn't make it true. You need to question popular opinions and think for yourself. History is filled with examples of the majority being disastrously wrong. Think about it. At one time, the majority believed the earth was flat. The majority supported witch hunts, slavery, and countless other injustices. It's crucial to remember that popular opinion is not a reliable indicator of truth. Why do we follow the majority? It's often out of fear. Fear of being different. Fear of standing alone. Fear of ridicule. But true wisdom comes from questioning, from challenging the status quo, from thinking critically about the world around us. Don't let the fear of standing out keep you from seeking the truth. I learned this lesson early in life. Growing up, I always had questions, doubts about what everyone else seemed to accept without hesitation. I was often labeled as difficult or rebellious. But the more I questioned, the more I discovered that many accepted truths were just convenient lies or misconceptions. This journey of questioning led me to a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, how do we apply this in our daily lives? Start by educating yourself. Read widely from diverse sources. Don't accept things at face value. Dig deeper. When faced with a popular opinion, ask yourself, does this make sense? Is there evidence to support this? Who benefits from this belief being widespread? Surround yourself with people who challenge you, who encourage you to think critically. Engage in conversations with those who have different perspectives. It's through these interactions that we grow and refine our understanding. Be open to changing your mind when presented with new evidence. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. The majority is often wrong. Don't be afraid to stand alone, to be the voice of reason in a sea of conformity. It's through these acts of courage that progress is made, that society evolves, and that we find our own truth. Remember this: following the crowd can lead you astray. Seek your own path, guided by critical thinking and a relentless pursuit of truth. The majority is often wrong, but you don't have to be. Question, challenge, and think for yourself. That is the true path to wisdom. Lesson number 7. Patience is power. In a world obsessed with instant gratification, patience is a rare but essential virtue. True power lies in the ability to wait and persist. Let's talk about patience. We live in a world that's obsessed with instant gratification. We want everything now: success, happiness, love. But here's the truth. Patience is power. True power lies in the ability to wait and persist. Think about it. We've been conditioned to believe that faster is better, that waiting is a waste of time. But the greatest achievements, the most profound experiences, often require patience. The ability to wait, to endure, and to persist is a rare but essential virtue. Nature itself teaches us the value of patience. Trees don't grow overnight. Rivers don't carve valleys in a day. The most beautiful things in life take time to develop. Yet, we often forget this lesson in our rush to achieve and acquire. I learned the power of patience through my own journey. There was a time when I wanted everything immediately. I wanted success in my career, fulfillment in my relationships, and clarity in my purpose. But every time I rushed, I stumbled. It wasn't until I embraced patience that I began to see real progress. I learned to trust the process, to understand that true growth takes time. So, how do we cultivate patience in our lives? Start by setting realistic expectations. Understand that meaningful achievements require time and effort. Practice mindfulness and be present in the moment, rather than constantly looking ahead. When faced with challenges, remind yourself that perseverance is key. Patience is not passive, it's an active, deliberate choice to stay the course. Patience also means being kind to yourself. Don't rush your personal growth or healing. Allow yourself the time you need to evolve. Celebrate small victories and understand that setbacks are part of the journey. Patience with yourself is just as important as patience with external circumstances. Patience is power. It's the quiet strength that keeps you going when everything else tells you to give up. It's the inner peace that comes from knowing that time is on your side. Embrace patience, and you'll find that you are more resilient, more focused, and ultimately, more successful. Remember this: in a world obsessed with instant results, patience is a superpower. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace and wisdom. By practicing patience, you harness the true power to shape your destiny. Patience is not just waiting, it's enduring with purpose. Embrace it and unlock your full potential. We've journeyed through some harsh truths today. These lessons challenge us to look at life from a different perspective, to question what we've been taught, and to find strength in places we never thought to look. They push us to grow, to evolve, and to live more authentically. Life isn't easy, and it's not supposed to be. It's a series of trials, triumphs, and transformations. Each of these lessons serves as a compass, guiding you through the complexities of existence. They're not meant to be comfortable, but to provoke thought, spark change, and inspire resilience. Remember, it's okay to struggle. It's okay to feel lost at times. The path to wisdom and fulfillment is not a straight line. It's a winding road filled with unexpected turns. Embrace the journey with all its imperfections. Let go of the need for control and perfection. Allow yourself the grace to grow at your own pace. Look around you. The world is full of people just like you, navigating their own challenges, learning their own lessons. You are not alone. Draw strength from the shared human experience. Connect with others, but also find peace within yourself. These lessons are not just words. They are a call to action, a call to live deeply and intentionally, to question, to challenge, to grow, to find beauty in the struggle and joy in the journey. Life is fleeting and unpredictable, but it is also incredibly precious and filled with potential. Before you die, embrace these truths. Let them guide you, challenge you, and empower you. Live boldly, love deeply, and never stop seeking the wisdom that lies within and around you. This is your life. Make it extraordinary. Thank you for watching, and remember, the journey is yours to define.